and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report. Today is the fifth day Hamas has released hostages to Israel, but the first of its truce extension in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. CBS's Matt Piper has details on that group.
The Israeli Defense Forces says the Red Cross has transferred 12 released hostages at the Rafah crossing into Egypt. It is the first transfer since the Israel-Hamas truce was extended for another 2 days. The IDF says families of those released are being notified by the military. 10 of the hostages heading home are Israeli, 2 are foreign nationals.
CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in Tel Aviv now and says leaders are negotiating a second extension.
It means that this agreement between Hamas and Israel is holding, an agreement which, of course, has seen the fighting in Gaza paused, and that badly needed humanitarian aid reaching so many desperate people inside Gaza.
The U.S. also pushing for a longer truce. Its first flight with aid arrives today. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reports say former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel plans to announce his plans to run for state Supreme Court Thursday. Schimmel was Wisconsin's Republican Attorney General for 4 years. Incumbent Ann Walsh Bradley has served 3 terms on the high court. The race could again tilt the court's ideological balance. As expected, this year's gun deer harvest in Wisconsin was lower than last year. The State Department of Natural Resources says the number of deer registered was more than 17% lower than last year and about 11% lower than the 5-year average. But wardens say it's evidence that earlier bow seasons are getting more popular.
Over half of our total deer hunting population in Wisconsin now also hunts with archery equipment.
Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer specialist. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin schoolchildren are a step closer to having locally produced beef served at lunchtime. The Wisconsin Beef Council created a beef resource guide to enable school nutrition staff to easily use fresh beef from local producers. This came about during the COVID-19 pandemic when schools were having difficulty procuring USDA commodity beef products. The Beef Council created the guide to assist school food service staff utilize fresh beef instead of pre-cooked. Schools are required to meet certain nutritional guidelines as well as serving amounts. The guide makes it easier. Several school districts around Madison and Milwaukee are already using local beef. The Beef Council hopes their guide will help other schools across the state utilize beef grown in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Choir presents their holiday concert. Celebrate the season on Saturday, December 2nd. They'll perform at the First Congregational Church in Wisconsin Rapids. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravelle.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger.
Joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
The Packers getting ready for the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice, got some players back from the injury list. Defensive back Eric Stokes worked out. Running back Aaron Jones did some drills, but he's dealing with that MCL sprain. They're short at running back, so is he close? I asked Matt LaFleur.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, I think we're a long way from that.
The Packers host the Chiefs on Sunday night. College basketball, the Badgers with a 71-49 win over Western Illinois. Wisconsin will host Marquette this Saturday. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight to face the Heat. Giannis on how much Damian Lillard helps him and the team play better.
So like early in the season, those passes wasn't there. Now 10 games, 15 games later, the passes are there. So he's picking up on things. So now we're trying to figure out ways to kind of complement one another's game. He can still be Dame and I can still be Giannis. It makes the game easier for our teammates.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Cloudy tonight with a low of 17. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 37. Tomorrow night, lows around 23. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Maxine Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, there's New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom. I'd like to entitle this one, The Kids Are Not All Right Tuesday Edition.
The kids are not all right, Crudy. Happy Tuesday, Nate. Working the board, our fair audience. Yes, you are right, man. The kids are not all right. But I guess it depends on who you ask.
From my point of view, I think the kids are doing just fine. Yeah. I think the kids are wonderful. And when we reference the kids, we mean new voters, right, Dom? Especially the college-age new voters.
Like literally our kids' ages.
Our kids. My son, Karsten, gets to vote next year's presidential. Oh, yeah. In fact, he might even get to vote in the primary.
Ooh.
The partisan primary. That's in August, right? He's an early August birthday. I'll leave it at that. But he turns 18 next year. Caden gets to vote. You're Izzy and Adler. They both are of voting age now, Dom.
Absolutely. The kids and are all right. My kids are all right, man.
My kids are pretty damn good as well. Yeah, I haven't noted. Right. And, of course, Kelsey in California, you know, she's on the leftist coast, Dom.
Oh, yes.
And I've noted in our five children, and sometimes the kids rebel against the parents, let's just say.
Yeah.
There's not a young Republican in the bunch.
Not one member of the Young America's Foundation.
Now, my one son does want to pursue a business career perhaps someday, Dom. You know, you could see where it might push him towards an Alex P. Keaton kind of future. But no, not in this political environment. You know, to go on campus means you're probably thoughtful if you're pursuing higher education. Now, I went for the beer. You know, lacrosse was quite a party school when we attended, Dom.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, baby.
Although that night we were there, it still seems like it's doing its best as a party school, upholding the grand reputation as a party school. But we were there Oktoberfest weekend. It was
careful, man. It's tough to leave that town sometimes. You know how college towns are. They're a blast.
They are. And they often vote, let's just say, blue, Dom. And that's where the problem comes in for Republicans, especially the Scotty Wanker sort. Let's lead with the Rolling Stone National Magazine. Here's what it says. The GOP is pushing to steal students' votes. Instead, they're seeing increased turnout in lawsuits challenging new restrictions.
Yes.
Here is what's reported at the Rolling Stone. Last week in Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court heard arguments in a case that could invalidate the state's comically, ludicrously, preposterously gerrymandered maps. I don't think even Protasewicz went that far.
I mean, that's a hell of a first sentence.
If the court strikes those maps down, it will likely mean the end of the GOP's decade-long domination of the state house, and it will be because of what happened in Dane County in April. And I'd like to say as a footnote, you're welcome.
Well done.
I think we've been doing our best here to turn out the vote in Dane County for 12 years plus, Tom. But anyways, if we can take credit for just our little sliver of a part.
Oh, we're being way too humble. It's all because of us.
Dom, almost a quarter million voters turned out in Dane, home of the University of Wisconsin, for a spring special election. Several thousand more voters than turned out in Milwaukee, a county with almost double Dane's population. A staggering 82% of Dane voters cast ballots to elevate liberal Judge Janet Protasewicz to the state Supreme Court. Protasewicz, whose vote could decide the gerrymandering case, ended up winning by 11 points, by essentially the margin of Dane County, I think, Dom, coming on the heels of the 2022 midterms when Wisconsin led the nation in youth turnout in the country. The GOP judicial candidate's April humiliation stunned the party. The GOP, that is, if you weren't clear. Former Wisconsin gubernator Scott Walker put it plainly, young people are the issue.
You damn kids, get off my lawn.
Doesn't he have a couple of young ones recently out of college? We've got to turn it around if we're going to win again, says Walker. You're not going to win again, Wanker. Now the president of the conservative youth organization, I always get this wrong, Tom, called Young Adolphs. No, Young America's Foundation.
Young America's Foundation.
And he told Fox News the power that young voters weld was not exactly a revelation to Walker. As governor 12 years earlier, he signed a law making it harder to use student ID to vote, prompting universities in Wisconsin to offer IDs that met the state's new standards for free. And student engagement has only soared in Wisconsin in the years since. But that hasn't stopped the GOP from pulling pages from the same playbook across the country this year. Targeted efforts to disenfranchise student voters have ramped up as election after election prove just how critical the bloc is to guarantee Democratic victories. I appreciate the IC at the end of Democratic victories. With encouragement from influential GOP operatives, those efforts, which met with middling success in 23, are poised to escalate in 24. And they speak to growing fear with which Republican officials and strategists regard the young voters. Dom, the kids are not all right as far as the GOP is concerned.
Crudy, again, from the Rolling Stone, written by Tessa Stewart. I'll jump in here. In Wisconsin, the GOP-controlled legislature has seized every opportunity to try and block students from voting. A quote from Morgan Hess, the executive director of Wisconsin Assembly Democrats: "We've seen really strong student engagement in our last couple of elections, and suddenly we're seeing new legislation that would prohibit students' ability to vote." Hess pointed to GOP efforts over the past several years to make it harder to register, eliminate drop boxes, shorten early voting, increase residency requirements, and reduce polling locations, mostly in Madison and Milwaukee. Has said they are very targeted operations that serve to further entrench the power they already have.
That does seem like a trend, does it not?
It certainly does. Again, as mentioned, the same playbook. Months after their April routing, party functionaries at the Wisconsin GOP convention mulled a resolution demanding college students to vote absentee in their hometowns. One supporter of the resolution declared students had hijacked his city. The resolution failed to advance after another official raised the possibility that attacking students' right to vote could backfire, an argument that seems prophetic in retrospect, as a growing number of polls show Donald Trump, the presumptive GOP nominee, outpolling Joe Biden with young voters. Nevertheless, Republicans and state legislatures across the country this year have proposed laws targeting the student vote. In New Hampshire, House Republicans introduced a bill that would have prohibited any college students who pay out-of-state tuition from voting and required the state's colleges to provide the Secretary of State with a list of eligible voters. Lawmakers want the elections to be the reflection of those who reside in New Hampshire towns and who ultimately bear the consequences of election results, said Republican Rep. Sandra Panik, who introduced the measure in committee. The bill was eventually killed. The same month, a GOP lawmaker in Texas introduced a bill that would ban polling places at colleges and universities. That bill has not advanced out of committee. In Virginia, there was a failed effort to repeal a law that allows anyone 16 or older to register to vote if they will be 18 by the next major election. And according to the Voting Rights Lab, legislation seeking to change the rules around student IDs was introduced or enacted in at least 15 states this year. It's all part of a concerted strategy advanced by GOP operatives like Cleta Mitchell, one of the central figures behind Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. At his summit a few weeks after Wisconsin's April election, Mitchell told Republican donors that the party must do more to limit campus voting in swing states like Wisconsin, quote, for any candidate other than a leftist to have a chance to win in 2024. Nate, we got a little bit of sound of Cleta Mitchell. As soon as I read this article and Cleta's mentioned, I knew exactly what I wanted to hear. Thank you, Nate, for digging it up. Here's Cleta Mitchell lamenting those damn kids.
So we need to be looking at what are these college campus locations and polling. What is this young people effort that they do? They basically put the polling place next to the student dorm, so they just have to roll out of bed, vote, and go back to bed. And we need to build strong election integrity task forces in those counties.
I mean, heaven forbid you make it easy for students and everybody to vote. I mean, they're saying it out loud. And what are these committees, what are these task forces going to do? Well, of course, limit the ability to what? Put polling places in college dorms. You know where concentrated people are. Lots of people can roll out of bed and vote. Shouldn't that be how it is? Or should it be harder for people to vote, Cleta Mitchell? A little bit more here from the Rolling Stone. Students and their advocates are pushing back against these efforts. In Wisconsin, leaflets distributed on campus ahead of April's election included information educating voters about the state's ID requirements. In Idaho, the state that saw the largest increase in voter registration from 18 to 19-year-olds ahead of the 2020 midterms, a law set to go into effect January 1st, which bans the use of student ID to register to vote or cast a ballot, is being challenged in lawsuits by the organization Babe Vote, the League of Women Voters, and March for Our Lives Idaho. The group claims that the law violates constitutional protections against age discrimination in voting. Young people are the reason why Biden won in 2020, and Democrats up and down the ballot won in 22 and 23, said Abi Rahman, National Communications Director for the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee. If Gen Z continues to vote, we're on the cusp of the most progressive era in our country's history. Republicans know this as well, and that's why they're doing everything they can to stop young people from voting, including the fight for restrictions that we're seeing play out in states like Wisconsin today. I think we got one more. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, we got more Cleta Mitchell. Play it while there's time, please, Nate.
Wisconsin is a big problem because of the polling locations on college campuses. There are 501c3s. Their goal for the Supreme Court race was to turn out 240,000 college students in that Supreme Court race. And we don't have anything like that. And we need to figure out how to do that and how to combat that.
Mostly through voter suppression of the young kids now.
I mean, you could suppress the vote, or you could, I don't know, change your policies and your platform. I mean, there's an idea.
The kids are not all right as far as the GOP is concerned. Some fine reporting, Wisconsin-centric. Thought we'd lead there today, Dom. Got some surprises coming back, though. Also, I've seen from the Fulton County new news on who will not be getting a plea agreement, including the former president. That one's not a shocker. A couple more on the list. You got to come back to find out for sure-sies.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a low of 17. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 37. Tomorrow night, lows around 23. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all.
All right, we're here live at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. This is Melissa Kay with WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I am here at Aspirus Riverview for Lights of Love. This is such a fun event, and we are excited to be here. We've got people pulling in to join us here at the parking lot. And I've got with me Lisa Skiba. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I'm so happy the station's with us tonight.
We're excited to be here. Let's tell us quick which parking lot our listeners can come and join us.
We're in the front of the hospital, the main parking lot number one.
Number one.
Number one. And then we're going to be set up facing the expressway. So you should see us as you pull in, standing at the radio station and preparing for everyone to join us.
Yeah, and pretty, and we got cookies out here, right? I see baskets. Those must be cookies. So if you're brave and you want to venture out for a cookie, please do so. So Lisa, tell us a little bit about what you do here at the hospital.
So I am the Vice President of Ancillary Services. That means I help work, support the teams in some of our areas, imaging, wound center. We also work with the therapy department, the laboratory, facilities, environmental services, and food nutrition. So yay, ancillary services.
That's a lot. You just listed off a whole lot of things that I honestly didn't even know were at the hospital that seemed like, logically, that you need those things.
Yes, they're all very important departments. Lots of cogs to move the wheels to take care of our patients and our community. I've been here 29 years, so that's why I have a lot of hats I help get, the teams I get to work with.
Oh, wow. I'm very impressed. Thank you. Thank you for doing that for our area and for this hospital. So let's delve into some of those a little deeper. Or do you want to go into the history here of Lights? Yeah. Let's talk about Lights of Love. Okay. So tell us a little bit about the history of this. I know this is at least our third year doing this with you. It's my first, so I'm excited to be here. So when did this all begin?
So this program started in 2001, so we're very excited to keep the tradition going. It started by our Riverview Auxiliary group. There were community members who wanted to help the community. They helped different projects. They had fundraisers. And this was started by one member who spread it out to the group, and they wanted to raise money specifically for the cancer center and patient care at the hospital here. So we've been very excited that we've been able to continue the tradition and invite WFHR to be part of it these last couple of years.
So, and it's branched out since then as far as what these funds go towards, because it's more than just cancer now, right?
Correct. So we work now with the Aspirus Riverview Foundation. The funds are channeled through that group to help any community needs, benefiting the greatest health and wellness needs we need in the community. And that's really based on community health assessments. So we work also with the county and other agencies to help determine what this community needs to address wellness and health.
And that's one of those things that I've seen go out, like there's a survey that people can take at, is it Healthy People Wood County? And then they can take that survey and let us know what the needs are in the community.
Absolutely. So if you ever are encountered with that option to take a survey, this is how your voice can be heard on what you think your community needs to promote health and wellness in this community.
And those are anonymous as well, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is just gathered by the agencies. And then you think about all the entities. We talked about all the cogs in the wheel that have to work at a hospital. It's the same thing in the community. How can all these agencies come together and not, you know, work against each other or even duplicate their efforts, but how can we join together to multiply our efforts? And really, you know, we are trying to address things like mental health, behavioral health, substance abuse, active communities, keeping people in the wellness mode, and then cancer care. All of that is important.
And all of those things we definitely have been trying to promote and talk about more, because some of those have been taboo subjects over the years. Like, we just don't talk about mental health. I mean, now this is 20 years ago, we didn't. But now, I mean, it's a much more important topic because it helps people know they're not alone. They're not the only ones dealing with these things, and there is a community here to help them.
Absolutely. This is my community. I grew up here. Left for a while, but came back and started working here at the hospital. And that is a big change in the generation. It's just so exciting, I think, to see generations improve on those type of communications, on those subjects that certainly myself as a teenager would have never thought about talking about. So I personally think that's very helpful and great for people to expand that and be willing to talk about those things.
Wonderful. Well, we are going to take a little quick break here and hear from some of our wonderful community sponsors. And we will be back. Lisa, we may need to speak with you some more. And but come on down. We're here in the West parking lot, or what, West, right?
Parking lot number one.
And come down here and join us. We got a PA set up. You can stay warm in your cars and listen to us on the radio. This is Melissa Kay with WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
American consumers tell a new poll they prefer buying American-made products. This year's Made in America Holiday Gift Guide aims to help. Scott Paul is president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing.
A lot of people don't know where to look for Made in America gifts. And having something that's curated makes that task a little bit easier.
This year's guide features seven Wisconsin companies, including Cobra Head Garden Tools and Door County Candle Company. It's Charity Fraud Awareness Week. Consumer protection officials say you should ask solicitors for their names, addresses, and phone numbers. You should also ask how much of your donation will be used to actually help people. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. This is the last day to shop local and get your passport stamped to enter the drawing with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce in Wisconsin Rapids. The more places you shop, the more chances to win. Close to 40 local businesses are participating in this fun event. Just leave your passport with a participating business after you get your last stamp today or drop it off at the chamber. The drawings will take place on December 4th. On this Giving Tuesday, state agencies are warning against scams. Some tips to follow when giving money are to verify that the organization you're donating to is legitimate by checking its website or social media for spelling or other errors, and to avoid making a payment over the phone if you're called. If you do donate, officials say to never use cash, a payment app, or crypto, as those ways of paying are nearly impossible to reverse if you find out you're a victim of fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers getting ready for the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice, got some players back from the injury list. Defensive back Eric Stokes worked out. Running back Aaron Jones did some drills, but he's dealing with that MCL sprain. They're short at running back, so is he close? I asked Matt LaFleur.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, I think we're a long way from that.
The Packers host the Chiefs on Sunday night. College basketball, the Badgers with a 71-49 win over Western Illinois. Wisconsin will host Marquette this Saturday. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight to face the Heat. Giannis on how much Damian Lillard helps him and the team play better.
So like early in the season, those passes wasn't there. Now 10 games, 15 games later, the passes are there. So he's picking up on things. So now we're trying to figure out ways to kind of complement one another's game. He can still be Dame and I can still be Giannis. It makes the game easier for our teammates.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a low of 17. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 37. Tomorrow night, lows around 23. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Hello and welcome back to WFHR here at Lights of Love. We're excited to be here. I've got Lisa Skiba with me, and we are here to talk about Lights of Love. We've heard a little bit about the history, but I believe you have more to tell us about that, Lisa.
Well, what we'd like to share is what we do with these funds that we raise. So Lights of Love is a program where you, as a community member, family, loved one, can donate some money based on either you want to honor someone in your life or you want to remember somebody who has passed on. We also have one of our sponsors, Richie Fellner Nakusin Funeral Home, who are always honor all the people, families they have helped in the last year, and they make a donation based on those individuals. They're listed in our program. So all these family members are and loved ones are being remembered. With that donation, then that goes to the Spirus Riverview Foundation. We use those funds, again, to address the community and wellness needs of the community. Okay?
And we've talked a little bit about those wellness needs, and that has to do with mental and behavioral health, cancer, basically support of our community and directly helping the things that we need to support in our community based on what we're hearing feedback from people in the community.
Correct. So all the healthcare agencies, as well as Wood County Health Department, Public Health Department, other social services type agencies all come together and do a community health assessment. They can help us identify areas where multiple agencies across the community can assist, our foundation then is one group that can help sponsor some of these programs. So some of the examples of some of the programs we have helped through this Lights of Love fundraiser include, we created a soft interview room at the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Yeah, tell me what you mean by a soft interview room.
So if you've watched police procedural type shows, you might...
Like CSI or NCIS?
So a lot of those offices seem very sterile, and it's not exactly an environment that helps the individual feel comfortable speaking and explaining what happened. So what we're trying to do is promote something that's called trauma-informed care, okay? And that is an evidence-based practice where individuals coming in reporting any type of assault, they often want to have a space that's more welcoming to do that. So a soft interview room is considered integral to that trauma informed care.
Because they're a victim here in that, not necessarily, you know, like we think of interview rooms, we're thinking like somebody who robbed a bank or a criminal of some sort that did something wrong.
They're not the perpetrator.
Right.
So therefore they want to create an environment where they can feel welcome speaking.
Right.
So that space should be comfortable, shouldn't be very stark. The individuals should feel physically and emotionally safe to speak. And so that can really have a significant impact on the interview process. So that's one example of some of the Aspirus Riverview Foundation work where these fundraising opportunities can help promote.
Okay. And that is a something that I don't think we think about until you're in that situation, you don't realize, wow, this room's not very welcoming. I don't know that I feel comfortable talking to this person across from me that I don't know. Whereas having a comfortable space to feel like, you know, I'm not the bad person here, or I didn't do anything wrong, and I can help and I can share. So that's one of the examples that these funds go to. And you have some more for us.
Sure. Another opportunity we had was to create a safe space at Washington Elementary fourth grade school to help students stay in their seats, remain engaged in their lessons, and de-escalate if they find themselves needing to focus again and be able to learn again.
Now, fourth grade was a long time ago for me, and perhaps for many of our listeners, but I remember that was a rather difficult thing to do, to stay still when you're an active fourth grader and you just want to get up and run around. But it's important to be able to stay engaged in your lessons. So explain to me what that looks like.
I think a difference also is in this day and age compared to when you and I were in fourth grade. You know, we just had a very probably rigid expectation of what a classroom should look like, you know, how students were expected to behave, for instance. And we certainly know now that every student operates differently. They learn differently. And we want every student to be successful. So we've got to create the best space for that student. And this allows a little more flexibility. This allows that particular student to have that space to find what's right for them working with their teacher.
Yeah, and what's comfortable for them. And as we learn more about the learning process, we know that each person learns individually. Like we all have our own learning method. I do better sometimes reading things, or sometimes I do better with a lecture and taking notes and then reviewing those notes. I mean, and now I'm speaking as having a former college student, but, you know, as a kid, you need different approaches for different kids.
Mm-hmm. So this flexible seating option that this space allows gives kids control of that environment and letting them select the best fits for their needs each day, because each day might be different. And it really creates a safe space where they can also... teacher can use sensory tools to help them self-regulate. That's also another concept that wasn't something we thought about when we were in school, but where they can self-regulate because they know the things that help them be successful, and they can have a space to be successful there.
And that's really helpful for the teacher, too, because we definitely know that student-to-teacher ratios have gone up. We have a shortage of teachers and help in classrooms. So students being able to self-regulate is going to only help that classroom stay going and keep forward motion and learning happening, which is, of course, the point of that.
Right. Schools can be very stressful. Yes. Right. So when kids are trying to learn, you know, they have to manage, again, their emotions, their behaviors. And this new seating option and tools help them, again, to self-regulate throughout the day for the moment what they need, which makes learning safe and enjoyable for the whole classroom.
That's wonderful. And that's just two examples of what these funds are going to help. We're touching on some of those as opposed to maybe some of the more touchier things that people have gone through, losing someone, fighting cancer, these other things that also go, that have touched all of us and that we deal with often. Well, I think we're going to take another break here, Lisa, and hopefully we've got a few more of our interviewees showing up soon. And this is Melissa Kay. We are at Lights of Love here at Riverview Aspirus. Please come down and join us. You can sit in your cars and stay warm, hear us on the radio or through the PA. And we do have, oh, look at all those cookies. There is a massive amount of cookies here, people. You definitely want to come down and grab one. The lovely ladies will help you make your selection because I don't know how you're going to choose. There's so many. So this is Melissa Kay. We are down here at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. With WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat! It's got... Come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day. Or still
going to
give it all I can. Or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a low of 17. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 37. Tomorrow night, lows around 23. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
We're at Aspirus Riverview Hospital for the Lights of Love celebration. And we're just, sorry, I had a moment to get back because I was chatting with Nancy and Nancy from the ancillary that they're the volunteers for Lights of Love. And one of the founders of this, I believe, Nancy Sorensen and Nancy Myers, thank you both for being here. They had to come up and get a cookie, and these cookies are giant. It's like a meal. So if you're hungry or you want a good treat, come on down and get a cookie. We are thankful to Solaris for donating those cookies and sponsoring this Lights of Love event, which is such a great event for our community. And we're just having fun down here. Everybody's pulling into the parking lot. So you should come down and join us. We're waiting for a few more of our interviewees. And they are not quite here yet, so we're going to go through a few of the community events we have coming up. There is a community blood drive, two community blood drives scheduled here in December that also help out Aspirus and help out our community immensely. And those are scheduled for Monday, December 18th from 2 to 7 p.m. Of course, these are at the former East Junior High School Music Room, room 111. And that is at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Of course, appointments are encouraged, but walk-ins are always welcome. And you can call 866-566-5900 to schedule an appointment there. That's the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, and they are the primary blood donor, a supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. And then the next event is on Tuesday, December 19th. So they're right back to back. If you can't make it on Monday, you can come down on Tuesday. That's actually my mom's birthday. So I will be trying to make it down one of those days to donate blood because it is such an important need in all communities, but especially this time of year around the holidays. So that Tuesday date, December 19th, is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., if you can get down and help out by donating blood, you can be a hero and help support your community and the wonderful work that our hospitals and our communities do here. And those that blood does, they are the main supplier for Aspirus here. We've got a couple other events coming up. Of course, the craft show at Nakusa is this weekend on Saturday, December 2nd. They have over 30 vendors and crafters scheduled to be at the Port Edwards Community Center, Township of Port Edwards Community Center, 1766 Highway G. They are going to be open from 9 to 3, and that is this Saturday, December 2nd. Of course, this is the perfect time of year to go see those vendors. Because if you need to get some holiday shopping in, maybe a little early Christmas shopping, although I don't know if this is early. I heard the biggest sale days of the year were this Friday. Of course, Black Friday is a big shopping day. And then also Cyber Monday. And hopefully you hit up a few of our small businesses for Small Business Saturday and got those passports stamped from the Chamber of Commerce, got those turned in. I know that they're doing that drawing, I want to say on December 4th. I believe that's when that's happening. And if you need another thing to do this weekend, there is Heritage Holidays is going to be taking place at a Point Boss where the citizens are celebrating the holidays there. That's this Saturday from 1 to 5. You can enjoy holiday traditions and decorations of the past. And they're also even going to have some foods of this historic period that you can sample. It's $3 for adults and just $2 for students. And hello, I'm being approached here by a gentleman. How are you this evening?
Very well. I'm Lon Radke. I'm a greeter at the Riverview Aspirus Hospital here, and I just thought I'd come out and check out the facilities and check out the lighting. We have cookies here, and for the folks, you can stay in your cars, and we'll come up and give you the cookies. And
oh, wait, you do cookie deliveries?
You darn right we will. Yep, you sure will. And I just wanted an opportunity to ask that, you know, if people are out in the community and they'd like to volunteer at Aspirus, please contact Carrie. We're always looking for volunteers. You know, it's very good to be a part of the community. We have like 4-hour shifts, some elderly people, and as younger, come and volunteer, and it's just a part of being community here at Aspirus.
Well, that's not so bad. A four hour shift. So tell me what you do in the volunteer segment here.
Well, the volunteers, what we'll do is a lot of different departments like surgery or heart and vascular. What we'll do is they'll ask for somebody to push the wheelchair for a person, or escort them to them certain departments here at the hospital.
I suppose it can be a little confusing of going from one area to another, and if you need a little assistance to find it, you guys are the people to go to.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, you know, we have multiple buildings here because we've added on throughout the years. So we have the ER in one section of the hospital, and then we have the clinic over in the other section. So sometimes it can be confusing for people when they come, so we'd like to escort them and make sure that they find their way.
Well, and that's a long ways to push a wheelchair if you don't know where you're going, and you got to stop and ask for directions.
Yes, definitely. And sometimes in the colder weather, too, you know, as you get older, your bones get a little, you slow down.
Oh, that's very true. And we're a little chilled out here tonight, but you know, it's not that bad. I was surprised.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I came out here. I don't have my stocking cap on, but I should. It's cold and flu season. But no, it's not that bad. It's actually pretty nice out. It's a good night to be out, and it's a great time to come out and check out the lighting.
And a fun event. And those cookies do look good.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, it's such a great event with this lighting of the trees. It's more of a memorial. A lot of people that give the money unfortunately lost loved ones, and they want to give back to the community, and they donate money to provide these trees and the lightings. And as they pass through here on the expressway, they have a chance to see the trees. And, you know, so nobody wants to be alone during the holidays, so it gives them a little sense of community and maybe remembering your loved ones at this time.
Yeah, a visual representation of the good that they are doing by making this donation and putting back into the community.
Yes, definitely. That's what we're all about here at Aspirus, and community is number one.
Well, thank you for coming up and talking to me. Is it Lon?
Yes, it is. Yes.
And tell me again, just quickly, so for our listeners, how they can get in touch with to help out if they want to volunteer.
Well, you can give Carrie a call. She's our volunteer coordinator, or Katie. Just call the Riverview Aspirus number, the main line, and they'll get you to them.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for chatting with me. And this gentleman does cookie deliveries. Do you know all the kinds of cookies over there?
Well, I know a few. I know we have Reese's Pieces peanut butter cookies, and I think there's a few other delicious ones. I'm sure chocolate chip.
No doubt. And they look delicious. They are definitely going to be the dessert on the, or the icing on the cake tonight. Dessert, cookie on the cake? Is that a thing?
Well, cookie on the cutter or whatever you want to say it, but yes.
No, that's smarter. Thank you for talking to me, Lon. Oh, this is a fun event. You guys need to come down. The parking lot is filling up. We've got more people arriving. So come on down here. We're in parking lot number one. I do believe they want you to enter from the east side of the parking lot. We are down here right by the Riverview Expressway. You can see us set up over right next to the trees here. The actual trees that are going to be lit up are down a little bit further, and we will move over there. Well, the people will move over there when we light up the trees at the end of the ceremony here. And we do want to mention that the Richie and Feldner Funeral Home, Richie Funeral Home, is a sponsor of this event here tonight of Lights of Love. And they honoring, their tagline is honoring lives and celebrating memories. They are one of the sponsors here, and they make a donation in honor of all of the families that they've assisted this last year, throughout the year, to honor them and in their memory, to add another light to the tree. And as I said before, we have Solaris who donated the delicious cookies, and I'm going to go snag one of during the next break here because they do look really yummy. And if you don't want to get out of your car, just open your window and flag Lon down, and he'll come bring you one because they do look good. And then, of course, we are also sponsors of this event, and we're here, and we'd love for you to come on up and say hi and to join us here at the Aspyrus Riverview Lights of Love. We're going to also talk now about, let's see, we covered the Heritage Holidays. Oh, the 7th Annual Christmas Tree Walk is also beginning this weekend. It's starting on December 2nd and running the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from noon to 4. And that's the Southwood County Historical Museum, located on 540 3rd Street South here in Wisconsin Rapids. This is a free event, and it's welcome, you know, open to all ages. I believe they have multiple levels of trees and decorations set up that you can go and wander through in the warmth and see their annual Christmas tree walk. It's going to also run on December 8th from 5 to 8, and then on December 9th and 10th from noon to 4 again. So it's running for 2 weekends, and you can catch this at the Southwood County Historical Museum. Also this weekend is the Wisconsin Rapids Community Choir. Their holiday concert is Celebrate the Season, and that is at 4 p.m. on Saturday. So after you catch the tree walk, you can go down to this wonderful holiday concert at First Congregational Church, 311 2nd Street South here in Wisconsin Rapids, and enjoy the sounds of the season, the songs of the season, with these dedicated chorallers who have worked hard for this holiday concert for you. And then we also have the winter market is happening on Saturdays now. They are in full swing. This is now in the basement of the Moravian Church. I believe this is the second year that they're in the basement. With their holiday winter market, or not holiday, well, it may be holiday-ish with the vendors there with their wares. And you can catch them in the basement of the Moravian Church. They are located at 310 First Avenue South. The market runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And they do have a Facebook page and also their website to go, and you can see what vendors are going to be there. Or if you want to sign up to be a vendor, you can also do that. It's in the basement, but they do have an elevator. So you can head down the elevator so it's accessible to everyone. And that is every Saturday this winter from 9 to 1 p.m. And then we also have, let's see, this is just telling me more about the winter market. Yes, fresh and locally produced food that is up in the wintertime at the Moravian Church. And it does run weekly. It's open to the public, of course, that we wouldn't be telling you about it if it wasn't. And you can find baked goods, microgreens, spices, apple cider, tamales, eggs, handcraft items, and more. You know, we have such wonderful helpers here tonight. Thank you, Frank, right? Thank you, Frank. He is down here directing traffic. He will keep you safe. He is helping with the lights. I've also got some street lights here, so we're doing all right. But come on down here to Lights of Love. We're having a good time. We're going to have the kids out here soon to sing to you. Our program starts at 5:30, where we move on down to the, where we'll head down to the trees when we do the lighting. But we've got a full program that's starting at 5:30. But come and join us now, because you can get some delicious cookies. We've got volunteers here if you want one brought to your vehicle. We've got parking right here in front of where we're set up, so you can come down and join us with the fun that we are having. There's a little bit of dancing going on too. So, but you know, whatever it takes to stay warm, we got to do what we can. And so we are going to take another break here for a little bit, but come on down to Lights of Love at Aspyrus Riverview Hospital. We're in parking lot number 1. This is Melissa Kay with WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report. Hamas released another round of hostages today. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb is in Tel Aviv.
We understand that 10 Israelis have crossed over from Gaza through the Rafah crossing into Egypt with the ICRC, as well as